Say Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Back Podcast.
What?
I say Funky Back Podcast. I say Funky Back Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast. Welcome to another episode
of Funky Town Podcast.
Let's
open
go.
Open streets.
Yeah.
Yes. Open
streets. You should have a second chance to get it right.
It's like the episode of The Office where Pam's like screens all of Michael's calls before she like lets him talk.
That's funny. He usually does a serious one on the second one.
So, yeah, we're here.
Open streets.
We're hanging out, you know. Chilling, clowning, downing.
Maxing, relaxing.
Drinking margaritas in public because it's legal, bitch.
Yes.
That's a callback to the Brian Wilson episode for all you peoples that in the podcast lands.
The Listen Lawhawk. Up.
Roar! Oh, no.
Roar. All I remember is Talons of Justice.
Talons of Justice!
Loved it.
I'm drinking too much margaritas.
Take it away from him.
Yeah, we found out that Rebecca cannot get a brain freeze.
Yeah, she.
Really?
How weird is that?
She's immune.
Yeah, just like my whole life, I hear people talking about brain freezes, and I don't know what they're talking about.
Wow.
Her secret is she doesn't have a brain.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's probably it.
Just joking.
Man, you are harsh today with the insults. I want to be like stay out of the line of fire of Zach's insults today.
No, it's just gently ripped.
I feel like
ripped.
Someone's taking my picture.
Yes, somebody is. I kept hearing a shutter click.
I'm learning to become a photographer.
Awesome. Do you have a mentor?
No.
Okay, you don't need one. I was just wondering.
Probably call Dustin.
I do probably need one.
He'd mentor you and then just talk crap about you all day long.
I think
no,
he
wouldn't. He's really nice.
I think he would he would overestimate my skills and then talk over my head.
He'd probably let you borrow his equipment.
I got a camera.
No. You do
so,
it.
No, but you can be his, because I've gone with him to be his...
His helper boy?
Uh-huh. And you'll set up the lights and stuff, because that's what I don't know. I know how... If you have a decent eye, you can figure out how to...
I thought that was Tori.
But you can figure out how to frame a shot.
Yeah.
And you can...
Yeah. Well, I caught my kiss and threw it back.
And you can figure out how to focus
the
in.
The universe loves you.
The good thing about those cameras is what you're seeing is what the picture's going to look like.
Yeah.
So you know how to make it look cool. So you need somebody to really show you shadows and lights and...
I need to learn my exposures and f-stops.
All that kind of stuff, you know.
60 it frames.
Because, I mean,
is
he make
an f-stop similar to an f-key?
No.
I think they're slightly different.
I think if you're playing an f, it takes better photos.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. But it's harder to play.
No, you're...
It's just more military. What is it?
Your biggest number? Because it's wide open. It's how much light gets in. So it's like an f... 16 or whatever is like wide open, and like an F1 is like almost closed, and that'll make it to where you can focus in on Zach, but everything in the background is blurry.
It's called bokeh.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's like when you have like a really low f-stop, you can, and then you can adjust your deal, or if it's wide open, then you can get a further depth of field, I think, and get more and more in focus.
I've got some books, I just need to read them.
A girl just went by on roller skates.
But that the great thing about those is you can kind of see what it's going to look like. As you adjust it, as you open the S-stop and close it, you can see how it changes.
Like when I shoot on film, it's always like a crap shoot because I don't know if it's going to turn out or not.
No, that's why you just take 200 shots.
You take the same picture, but just like change up the settings for you, and then one or two of them will turn out.
Yeah.
And then you can't remember which ones.
Well, no, it being digital, it'll mark it. You can look on there and see exactly what F-stop you're on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What ISO you're at.
I kind of know what I'm doing.
No, I know. But I'm saying he can help you with the detailed stuff, like setting up lights and...
Sure.
Because I got to flash at a certain time and not at a certain time. And that, to me, that was always the hard part, getting the flash stuff down and the lighting down. Daytime, bright sun.
Yeah. No That's problem. Why I brought it today, because it's a bright sun. It's a beautiful day. Speaking of open streets and moving on from camera talk.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful day.
Jinx. You owe me another margarita.
All right, so let's do it. We'll go down to the chat in just a minute.
Give it to me.
Have a whiskey.
So do they serve
She'll drink the first
charm?
Half.
Yeah,
I'll
but they call
the
them whiskeys.
Yeah. It's kind of like when you call everything Coke, even though it's like Dr. Pepper.
Exactly.
Even though it's like meth Coke. Sometimes.
Yeah. In Texas, they call meth Coke.
That was...
Is that an episode of something?
No. Oh. Just like this.
You catching a lot of Pokemons?
Yeah, we're sitting at Epica Coffee, and there's a gym here, and there's a gym right across the street, so gotta catch them all, you know? You never quit the grind. Everybody else quit the grind. I'm the only one playing in the entire world.
My buddy Danny got banned.
No way. How do you get banned from Pokemon?
He was using a fake location.
He did something. He pissed off the Pokemon community that he was Poke hunting with.
And he insulted Meowth.
And they filed some complaints against him.
Wow.
Or something. I don't know. I
pissed off the Pokemon community.
Because you could get like some sort of deal that makes your phone seem like you're actually out walking around.
Right, yeah.
So you can go downtown even though you're in your
inner. Well, he would be like, hey, check it out. I'm going to go to Paris. And
yeah, you could do that.
Pokeballs.
I think that's kind of cool. I think it should be that way anyways. It'd be
it's
fun.
It's kind of like finding video game cheat codes or
whatever. Yeah. He kept calling them Pokemans, so they banned him.
Pokemon.
It's Pokemon.
Yeah, over the weekend in Dallas, they had the old 97s
Country Fair.
Country Fair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun to go to. I really like them.
Me too. I'm a very big fan of theirs. I've seen them. Amanda and I have seen them probably like 5 or 6 times.
I've seen them at least that many times. Yeah. A ton, man.
We went to the coolest time we saw them. They did a secret show. They, I happened to be on Salim Nirala's email list, and he sent out a show, or like a notice, it's like, hey, super secret show, the Roman Hitchhikers are going to be playing at Sons of Herman Hall. And I was like, hey, that's funny, the old 97s are recording a record with Salim Nirala at Sons of Herman Hall, and they have a song called Hitchhike to Rome, or an album called Hitchhike to Rome. And so we just bought tickets and went, and sure enough, it was the old 97s.
That's cool.
It was right, and there was maybe 40 people there.
No, that's cool.
Awesome.
No, I always thought that if I was in a band and I could make it, that's a good thing to shoot for. Like old 97s, where it's like, you're big, your songs get played in movies, I mean, Rhett Miller showed up on 30 Rock.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you get to, but you're not, like, he could
wait, what was Rhett Miller on 30 Rock? I don't remember.
On the episode where they did the We Are the World parody.
Oh, that's right.
He was one of the people that were singing in the group of stars or whatever.
That's right.
Yeah. And, I mean, he could walk around here. People would recognize him, but it wouldn't be like a mass, oh my gosh. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, he don't even live here. He lives in New York City or something.
Yeah, he does. They all, I think, I want to say Murray still lives here, but then Rhett lives in New York, and then the drummer lives in maybe L.A. or something now, too. They're just completely spread out.
Yeah, I think two of them are in Texas, and two of them are outside of Texas. I know we saw him play at the Botanical Gardens, and Telegraph Canyon played with him. And I bought the Telegraph Canyon record that night. But Zoe got her picture taken with Murray. She was little, too. But that's one of the very first shows that she saw.
That's awesome.
You know, it was an 097 show.
I heard Rhett Miller's song on The Pirate called Complicated Man. Mm-hmm. I really liked it.
He has good solo stuff, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I got a couple of his solo records that I enjoy. But I don't enjoy it as much as the old 97s.
It's not as raucous.
Yeah, it's not. But no, that would have been fun. And then I think last night the Trailer Park Boys were in town.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bill Murray was, too.
I was going to say, Bill Murray's been in town because he's been all over Facebook. People are looking for him, wanting to...
Yeah, I believe people looking for him. I didn't see anybody find him, so how do we know that he's here? Because he was at Windspear or wherever.
Yeah. He was here.
How do we know he was here?
Well, not in Fort Worth, but he was in Dallas.
How do we know he was in Dallas?
Because he was at the Windspear.
That's where the Windspear is?
Yeah.
I thought that was like...
You're thinking of Windstar.
Are you sure you didn't just like hack Pokemon codes and now he's like fake in Dallas? Like,
yeah, not really. Maybe. He just posted That's funny.
No, he was doing. It was him and some cellist, and so like the cellist would play this music while he does kind of like a spoken word thing over it. It's very bizarre. It's kind of cool, interesting. But yeah, I thought that was like in Oklahoma or in Louisiana.
Yeah, no, you're thinking of Windstar. This is the Windspear.
So we have something called the Windspear in Dallas?
Yeah. Windspear Opera House.
So you can't gamble there?
No.
Oh.
You can, but
you can go
weird.
To the opera there.
Hmm. I didn't realize that's what that was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's why I didn't think he was
but
in
a
Dallas.
Lot of, see, what it's confusing because a lot of big acts go through Windstar.
Sure. I can see him playing at Windstar. Doing that kind of thing, like with a cello player and a... spoken word or whatever.
Yeah.
It is amazing how many people love him, though. From, like, people my age, 45, 50, up to, like, 16-year-olds now or whatever. I mean, he's just, like...
He's pretty lovable.
He is lovable. It's like, how do you become that guy? Because, I mean, if you look at him, he's not even really that good-looking. Kind of has bad skin and stuff, you know what I mean? It's like, how did he become, like, this world-famous...
Because he did that movie Stripes, and then he also did that movie What About Bob?
Caddyshack.
He's lovable.
Zombieland. Brought him
he's
like kind of.
Hey, look, it's Trash Pockets.
I don't see him. Oh, there
right
he
there.
Is. Yeah, there he is.
Trash Pockets.
Oh,
he didn't hear you.
Sorry, I spotted a methink.
At least you thought you did.
You should get that checked out. You should get that checked out.
Right.
Wasn't spotted methink like a delicacy in England?
Maybe.
No, spotted methink is a delicacy. It's like a pudding of some sort.
One of the things I meant to ask him that I didn't ask last week was how he got the name Trash Pockets. If he's always got trash.
Oh, I've heard that story.
I think he just looks like he has trash pockets.
No. So what happened was when he started as part of the methinks and they would go to jams, he would have to empty his pockets so that he could play, and so he would just pull all of this stuff out of his pockets. It would take him like an hour to empty them, and they're like, all you do is have trash in your pockets, so they call him Trash Pockets. Ray Liberio told me that story, so I believe it to be true.
Yeah,
but
I've
it
never
could be
heard
a lie.
Him to tell a
no,
lie.
That sounds feasible.
I believe it.
I figured if it was sat over here by the Dreamy Life tent, they might be playing music, but... We ain't got no record. They got
yeah,
records.
Nothing.
Can't get any margarita.
Let's probably
out.
Go say hi to Jim.
Yeah, drink it. Stop the straw.
We can go say hi to Jim. We've got an interview coming up in a couple minutes with a 3D artist.
Yeah.
Zach drug us all over to
3D. Man, that was so cool.
It was cool. That was super cool.
I'm very glad Zach was insistent on us looking at that.
best 3D art I've ever seen.
I was curious how he did it, because I thought, like, you know what he probably does? He probably just makes a piece of art, then puts it, scans it to his computer, runs it through some sort of 3D program, and then prints it off as a 3D art or whatever. That's not what he does. He actually makes the thing, and then he starts to adjust all the colors, all the left, right, red, blues, and all that stuff, and actually makes it 3D himself. There's no program that he runs it through. He does that manually every single
time. Oh, wow.
That's kind of cool.
That is really
cool. So I forget he just drew
it. The algorithms, we could make that into an animation.
Yeah.
Oh, 3D.
Rebecca and I were trying to figure out how he did it so that we could also do it.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said he starts messing with it left and right.
Well, so that's how he can adjust the depth, you know, and how some of that stuff felt really deep, and then some of it was, like, much more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But depending on how far away, like, how far apart you make the red and blue.
Yeah, he was left and right eye shifting those.
I'm sure there's a lot of trial and error.
Yeah. But yeah, 3D animation, that'd be cool. Mm-hmm. Which we haven't talked about. They finally, after like 7 years, they put out
released
the video.
Released the Hendersons.
Yeah.
3D, not 3D. Regular animated video.
Just regular.
But it's amazing, man.
Yeah,
it's so
really good.
It's,
Rebecca.
I realize now, like, I could have done a lot of things that would have made it easier on myself, like shortcuts and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a lot of... I made it harder on myself than I should have, but I still like the way it turned out.
You live and you learn.
Yeah. No, it looks...
Like Alanis Morissette
says. The next one will be better.
Mm-hmm. No, it's so cool.
Yeah.
I don't even know how... Like, did they give you any kind of... direction, or that all that could just come from your head?
I met with Caleb a couple times, and we kind of talked about, like, their idea for the song, like what the song was about, and just some of the imagery and aesthetic, and they already knew, like, what my style of drawing was, and so then they just kind of let me tackle it, like, kind of what my interpretation was combined with their ideas, you know.
Oh, it looks
great.
They
were happy with it.
No, it looks like a, you know, like an authentic 60s, late 60s, 70s psychedelic music video.
Yeah.
With the band from that same
time period. Yeah, the music fits with
the animation. Perfectly. I mean, it's all, you know, so it's great. I love it. I think it's awesome.
I'm running low on margarita.
Dang it.
Do you have to get another margarita?
Yeah, I might have to.
For a refill.
Cha-ching. I don't know why I made this out.
What?
So I consider today a small victory because Zach never drinks margaritas. He won't even try mine most of the time. So.
When you make them at home?
No, just like when I order them.
Is that a regular
margarita?
Because
yeah.
I mean, it's a weird green. Is it like a watermelon?
No,
they just dye it.
I could definitely taste the dye in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They dye it during TCU season. Sometimes they'll do purple. TCU football season.
Yeah. Is there another season?
TCU season.
During the school year.
The only thing that matters around here is football.
It's made out of that horn frog juice.
Ooh. There's a horn frog on the building. Of Benito's.
Oh.
So now, did y'all ever call them horn frogs? Because we always called them horny toads.
We call them horny toads, too. Bro.
Yeah.
I called them horny toads until TCU, because my cousin went
there. Yeah, me too.
Hair.
Both.
Yeah, at TCU is the first time I heard them called a horn frog.
But they're a toad.
Although I think I've only seen a couple in person. I've never, like, really saw them around.
I saw one at the Botanic Garden.
They're like itty bitty, right?
Yeah, they're not big.
They can get big. Yeah. They can get kind of big, because I lived up in West Texas. Well, there's an Amarillo. They never understood. They call Amarillo West Texas, but so is Midland and El Paso, and that's so far away that it doesn't make... But anyways...
It's because Texas is big.
We were up there, and I would capture them and keep them in a jar or a shoebox all the time when I was a kid. I'd buy them lizard food and just give them lizard food and stuff. It was not hard to catch a horny toad at my house when I was a kid. We had them all the time. Yeah.
Well, I guess we never really see scorpions right around here that much either.
Yeah.
But, like, west. Like, I knew some of my family lived in Midland, and they saw scorpions.
All the time.
In California, we had horny toads all the time, too. Well, at least where I lived.
They're cool. They'll spit blood. They get mad, and they'll, like, spit, and it's like...
It comes out of their eyeball.
Ew.
Yep.
Weird.
Yeah, it is super weird.
They're weird little creatures.
Cool.
Yeah.
Super cool. We had horny toads and we had blue belly lizards. We would catch those blue bellies all the time too. Kind of fun.
You ever catch yellow belly lizard lookers?
No. I did not. I've never even heard of one of those.
Yeah, it's just for fun.
Yellow-bellied snapsucker.
Yeah.
That's what my dad would say, because my dad doesn't cuss. He was a preacher, so whenever he would get mad, he always had really clever ways of... He would call things, like, a Hummer face. And when I was a kid, I don't think Hummer meant the same thing then as it does now. But he would always say Hummer head and Hummer face.
In that big truck.
And he would always say, you know, he would always call things yellow-bellied sapsuckers. You yellow-bellied sapsucker!
That's what I used to do when I would play Mad Libs as a kid, is that was my animal or whatever. I'd say yellow-bellied sapsuckers.
Yeah.
And it would be like, whoever was doing it, like, couldn't spell it or whatever.
It's like a tongue twister.
Yellow-bellied sapsucker.
I'm like, what is that kid looking for?
Errant balls flying around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, balls flying.
That sounds bad.
I'll be right back.
Soccer balls.
Where are you going?
To go get another margarita.
Where's he going to get another margarita?
I don't know.
Right there. Just kidding.
Like, in those barrels. Those are just margarita barrels.
Margarita barrels.
I was going to ask him about playing with me motor scooter on Friday.
Oh, yeah. We should do that as soon as he gets back.
My friend Lizzie's coming to join us.
Oh, is she?
Right now?
No, in a little bit.
Oh, okay, cool. I like that girl. Yeah. She's one of, like, the chillest people I've ever met in my life. Like, she is just calm all the time.
I wonder what keeps her so calm.
I think it's the weed.
You think so?
Yeah.
And her, her own firebrand of conservatism.
No, I think she's a chill girl. I bet that even if she's not stoned, I bet she's still pretty chill.
Yeah, she is, because she's taking a break, I think. Since we're talking about
So, Zach, were you nervous Friday night?
Well, no. Not really nervous, just like kind of electric excitement. Like getting pumped.
So did you have to go to the practices and you didn't have to go, Joe?
Or
did
y'all both
go?
We did four practices with them and I was there for three of them. And then the fourth one I probably would have been there, but Daniel Katsuk needed to work on some stuff and I need to finish this project for him. So that I can update my computer to do a bunch of stuff that we want to do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I cut the training wheels off and let Zach go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I never needed training wheels when I started.
So whenever you do something like this, do you go in and play exactly to the best of your ability what he plays?
Basically, yeah. That's just because...
You have tapped out and stuff, or you just show him?
No, I just showed him.
Yeah.
And we just kind of went. He came over one day, just the two of us, and we went through everything, just kind of like through a fire hose. And then the three practices, he kind of knew it from that sit down, and then we just fine tuned it. And he picked it up fast as shit. So.
Yeah. It helps that I was like listening, like for years.
Yeah, you already know all the songs, anyways. Yeah,
and then everything's based on the minor pentatonic scale, and so in my solo practicing, I was warming up with the minor pentatonic scales, and then just doing that.
I gotta wonder, because it's like, I know I can write music, but I can't play other people's songs. That's when I always have a hard time.
And it's like, harder than writing your own.
Seems like it. Now, if you could be like, this song is in A, G, A, G, A, D, okay, then I can play along with you. But if you want me to play it a certain way, it's like, I can play yeah. A's on where I'm supposed to play the A's and D's. I'm supposed to play the D's, but to do exactly what I'm supposed to do the way somebody else does it.
In that last practice, like, I played it really well. And then live, I played it in a couple of breaks. I mean, it wasn't perfect by any means. It was...
We've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
You're really loud during the first song. I was like...
I had it like turned up to six, and I was like, ooh.
Oh, that's probably more than you need on Dustin's amp.
Yeah, I put a tripod down and filmed the whole set, and then every time I hit what's the first song, the C, in Robotic Centipede, camera shook. It was like, doo, doo. No, that's a different song. Anyways.
Well, don't tell how you play the songs to our listeners.
Yeah, we gotta keep some mystery.
Yeah. Okay. Robotic Centipede's in the key of C. So are most of the other songs.
No, half of them are in C and half are in B.
Half are in B, yeah. Right.
That's funny. Dude, B's kind of hard to write in, I think.
Not when you're playing up on the
next.
Yeah, I guess so.
Rebecca writes down, a lot of songs down in A minor.
And I guess you could still use your 1-3-5. It's just B's the one.
Yeah.
And then you just pick the 3 and the 5.
That's
after,
what we do.
Yeah. But B's kind of tricky on the guitar.
Oh, no. I mean, not if you're playing up with...
If you're playing like the full chord, but like if you're trying to do like an open chord.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no.
A bar chord or
like
whatever.
A cowboy chord. No, if you're playing it up on the neck at like the 7th or the 9th fret or whatever. Or 8th fret. 7th fret.
7th fret E string.
Playing further down on the neck of the get fiddle.
You gotta learn your cage system.
Yeah, I know. C-A-G-E-D.
Yeah.
Whenever you first told me that, I thought you meant from Tenacious D. I was like, okay,
the
cage
system.
K-G.
No, but the bad thing.
The cage system.
Rage cage.
Well, what about your F? Because the F key, or the F chord can be moved like, all the way around.
Okay, hang on. I'll explain this off the podcast.
Okay. Too. Because I've messed around with the C-A-G-E-D or whatever, and it's like, I get it. I've actually, we'll try to do like a D chord where I'm using my, where I don't use my index finger. So when I do move it, I can bar it. And I'm like, oh, so that's how you make. So I get it in theory, you know, but I just don't understand why some notes are left out.
They're not.
But and I guess a C is an F.
I'll explain why.
It has to do with open when you get further.
Yeah, it's basically a system for playing any chord anywhere on the guitar. So once you know the shapes of the C, A, G, E, D, those are the basic forms.
Right. You can still play an F. You're just going to play it in a C form or a B form.
So like the standard F at the top of the neck that you play is the E form, and so then you move down to the D form,
I guess,
and there's
you're right.
your F,
I guess,
and then
right,
you move down to the next one, and then that's the C form, and that's your F.
But that is an interesting way. I think that's a really good way to, because I'd like to finger pick.
Yeah.
And that's a good way to do it, because all the chords are movable.
Yeah.
So you can...
But it's you have to get it to where it's rote. I'm not there yet on the guitar, but to where you don't have to go C-A-G-E-D, you know, like to find like the, you know... find the chord you want to play. But for now, that's kind of what I do, is I'll find the E, because you know it's basically a power chord, and then move that up and down the neck to find whatever chord I want to play.
Well, some of them are really clumsy ways to make that chord too. It's just like, in theory, that is the chord,
right?
But you would
never
really do some of them, but
but once you get it down, maybe you do want to use that weird way, because you're going to lead into something else, and that weird way works.
Precisely, yeah.
You know, like the D shape into an A shape or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, even though you wouldn't normally use it there. Now, the guitar is fun, man. The whole weird thing about the guitar is that one freaking string that's off half a step. I think that's what makes it hard for people. At least it makes it hard for me, because everything has to shift.
Well, it actually makes it possible for you to play it.
I guess so, because if it wasn't that way, you couldn't play it.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for switching from bass to, because I learned on bass. I had some guitar experience, like from as a teenager, but I learned how to play music on the bass.
Right.
Switching from bass to guitar, that B and E string down there.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Let's see, me doing piano first, it's like each string is its own piano.
Right. I think that's the way to go. I think you should learn how to play. You
don't
think
so?
It makes it harder.
I thought it'd be easier to learn how to play the piano and then transpose it to the guitar.
No, because the piano is perfectly linear, so your shit's always like right there. With the guitar, it's stacked.
Yeah, so that aspect of the piano isn't hard. It's just like playing with two hands at once that's the hard part, but not the actual layout of the piano.
Right.
Yeah, once you know where C is, you know where everything is.
Huh. I was listening to a podcast recently. Guitar Center is in trouble right now because...
I thought you were about to say you were listening to a Guitar Center podcast.
No, no. Guitar Center's in trouble right now because music is shifting away from guitar, and the MIDI keyboard is taking over for the
guitar. They're selling more MIDI keyboards than guitars?
Yeah, it's kind of like a...
No.
Hi. But the MIDI keyboard is taking over for the guitar because it's... it's easier for kids. Like, you don't have just the one instrument. You have infinite instruments. And if you know just how to use those 12, I don't know, 24 keys.
Yeah, whenever I had borrowed Dustin's Nord for a couple shows, And I had, like, a bunch of people that were really into synthesizers, like, come up to me and, like, talk about, like, some other stuff. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm just playing the organ. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I have it on one setting, the whole motor scooter set. So
the new motor scooter setting.
But you get a lot of people that are, yeah, are really into all the other effects it can do.
Well, yeah, because synths are fun because you can adjust
you can
each
do
tone.
Anything you want.
Any
yeah.
tone you want to do, you can make it yourself from the ground up. I don't know. I still think the guitars are, maybe they won't be the number one instrument or whatever,
but they're damn cool.
They're still there's always gonna be some dude and his friends playing in a garage on the guitar and bass and drums.
That's not going away.
It's not going away. It's just they're cutting production right now.
Well, like when I was a kid, I was telling Zach like every other one of my friends had a guitar at home. Like, you know, most of the kids did have some kind of instrument that they were playing.
Yeah.
And now I don't know. Like, I don't know what kids.
I feel like guitars are also cheaper now. Like there's more cheap, you know, like $100 guitars available than ever before.
But I have a guitar at home, and my daughter wanted to get a Casio keyboard, and she got a keyboard. So, you know.
And, I mean, yeah, it's just the... And also, modern music is moving more into hip-hop. Rock and roll isn't, the new thing so much anymore. Like, hip-hop is kind of the...
You think it's that, or you think it's, like, EDM?
I think EDM is, like,
both.
Yeah, like, kind of both. Like, rock and...
Well, yeah, if you think about all the festivals that have, like, so many people going to them, it's a lot of dance pop.
Yeah, like, the 100,000 people festivals are dance pop now instead of, like, Woodstock.
And those guys
or...
make money, man. Some of these DJs or whatever.
Oh, I bet.
Like DeadMau5 and stuff like that or whatever. Yeah. They make bank.
I was listening to DeadMau5 on Friday.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, they make some money,
Friday jams.
It's just the way, kind of like, it seems that music's heading. Which, I mean, it's not dead, because dead means, like, nobody's doing it anymore. It's just...
Yeah, and we don't see a lot of that locally.
Yeah, no.
I mean, locally, it's all guitar rock. Yeah. Whether it's country or blues or rock, I mean,
there's some
it's all
folks
guitar.
In Dallas that are doing that kind of stuff, and I think that they're really popular in their own right. And I'm sure there's people in Fort Worth doing it too that are probably huge popular that we don't know about too. Yeah,
because I wouldn't mind going to like an EDM. I wouldn't mind seeing and something. I kind of like the titles, but the titles is a little too obscure. It's something more.
It's a little more,
more dancey, more
We saw Purity Ring last year, which is really rad.
Oh, they're Fort Worth. Yeah. Fortress Fest. Yeah. So, are y'all going this year?
I don't know.
I'm going on Sunday.
I'm gonna go on Sunday. Me and the wife are gonna go on Sunday.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
We're definitely going to the Modern.
Yeah, we're gonna go see Sandy for
Saturday.
Sure.
Saturday. I would like to see Henry the Archer play, but
yeah.
They're playing on Sunday.
Yeah,
they're playing Sunday with Andy Pickett, which will be fun. It'll be good. I'm pretty excited to see the lineup on Sunday.
So I think the recorder out there with you. Maybe you can help me since you'll be there.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I'll be down.
We'll do a podcast from there.
Yeah, for sure.
And if you guys come, then...
Word.
If not, me and Susie can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, last time Dustin's
Sunday after.
It was,
the
28th
or
something.
Got in.
Yeah. 29th, maybe.
Yeah, well, maybe Dustin can help you out again.
That'd be rad.
Hint.
Dustin.
I'll be right back.
Now where are you going?
Dustin.
God, man.
God.
I'm trying to do a podcast here.
Drank a whole margarita.
There was a line. That's why I was gone so long. I was like, dang it. Then as soon as I get out, there's no line. Everybody's just like walking in. I'm like, you guys all suck. Didn't have to wait 1 minute.
Just my luck.
Right?
Do you want to do any interviews? Or do you want to sit and talk for another half hour?
Oh, I'm easy.
Huh?
Let's walk around. Make Zach interview people.
He said he was easy.
Let's just
but
hear
he's not
while
cheap.
Zach's in the bathroom. Okay. Panic.
Well, right here, we'll play the 3D art guy.
Okay.
Albright Illustrations.
Sweet.
And then after that, we'll see what interviews we have coming up.
If we can go that way, there's a person I want to see that's between college and something.
We could even hit Cameron
let's go
and Steve.
Talk to Cameron and...
And Jim Valley.
Pleasant Jim Valley.
Because Jim smells like weed.
Yeah. I heard that you shouldn't mess around with Jim.
Because he smells like weed?
Everybody messes with Jim.
Because it's a Jim Croce song.
Oh. I think everyone messes
Jim
with
Croce?
Him.
Jim Croce? That's John.
John
Big
Croce?
John. Big bad John. Didn't Jim Croce
do... That'd be a different song.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I'm talking about Don't Mess Around With Jim.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, no idea.
But Croce also did I don't know if he was the original, but he covered Big Bad John. Remember Big Bad John?
I remember Big Bad Leroy Brown.
That's also Jim Carrey.
He went down.
Oh, okay, cool.
He had a theme.
He went down into the coal miner's hole. Y'all remember? Somebody out there remembers Big John. Big John. Big Bad John.
No. I mean, somebody might, but...
They do. He was a big dude, and he went down into a coal miner's hole or whatever, and the mine crashed. But he made it out. Because he was Big Bad John.
Oh, he dug his way out of there?
I don't remember exactly, but... All right, so here's Albright illustrations, and then maybe somebody from Dreamy Life.
Yeah, probably.
Dancing on a move, won't even check my feet. Everything is ruined, everyone is mean. Danger all around us, nothing.
Checking out this 3D art. Hold on, I wasn't ready to record just yet.
These girls here are showing their breasts.
Oh, yeah.
They got their shirts off.
It's like the best kind of breasts, ones you don't want to see, but have to anyways. This guy's smoking some reefer, and that nerd's worried about it.
Yeah, he's triggered. Like, what's up?
Dude. People hanging from the rafters. That guy lost his shoe. Crowd surfing. That's the best kind of crowd surfing. Hey, their bassist is left-handed.
Yeah, their bassist is left-handed. Too bad nobody can see this picture we're looking at.
Yeah, right? Aren't you guys jealous out there in internet land? Podcast world.
Yeah, we're looking at art. You have to wear 3D glasses.
Yeah.
And then it turns into 3D.
Yeah, it looks cool. It looks cool without the 3D, but it looks like super rad with the 3D. I'm going to track down the artist. Hey, so we're with Brad Albright and Albright Art.
Illustrations.
Yeah,
illustrations.
Albright Illustration and Design. Oldschool3D.com.
Oldschool3D.com. You got some really cool art. So walk us through on how you kind of make this, because it's really, I don't think I've ever seen like really great 3D art like this.
Yeah, thank you.
It's super vivid.
So really I start just focused on the drawing and the image itself, trying to come up with a interesting composition that, you know, if I'm working with a pop culture concept, you know, trying to wedge as many references into it as I can, or in my original Western or concert series, just loading it up with different characters and details.
Yeah, there's gas smoking joints, there's crowd surfing, or
there's all sorts of details kind of like hidden in these things. And then once I'm happy with the drawing, then I take it and I start to manipulate the colors and the lines and create a left and a right eye separation, so that with the red and blue 3D glasses, there's this sense of depth that kind of, you know, tricks the brain to thinking that there's actually some dimension there.
It's so vivid how you do the left and the right eye that it makes it really stand out. Is there a specific technique that you're working with, or is it just kind of a standard, like, this is how it's done?
No, it's hard to explain because it is kind of this tedious process that I've really worked out for myself over the last 8 years.
So it's not like a program. You just kind of go into edit colors and you just start messing around and kind of
you know
what to do as far as tint and shit and whatever, the red and blues and all that.
Yeah, there's no set filter that makes it happen. It's a very manual process that I'm doing sitting at my computer.
It's amazing.
I mean, it pays off because, I mean, like I said it a second ago, it's the most like vivid 3D art I've ever seen, really.
Thank you.
Like,
thank you.
Can tell there's a lot of work behind it, and it's, I mean, yeah. I being a musician, I particularly like your concert series.
Yes.
Because I think it's hilarious, and it's like, it's just awesome.
Yeah, that's very personal to me. I see a lot of shows, and I was seeing a surprisingly like frequent amount of shows that year when I started that series, and that's really the most recent, most personal set of images, and I'm anxious to continue that one.
Yeah.
And I like the cartoon stuff because it goes back to like Rocko's Modern Life and Daria, all the way up to like Bob's Burgers and, you know, Rick and Morty.
Yeah, Rick and Morty.
I was going to say Ren and Stimpy, which is over there.
Yep.
You know, but it,
I am a child of the 80s and 90s, that's for sure.
Yeah, that was cool. Very cool. All right, and do you have a website?
Yep. Yeah, it's oldschool3d.com or just my name, bradalbright.com.
Okay.
I'm on Instagram, @bradalbright, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff.
And if you're at the Lola's thing, that says that you'll be like an arts goggle and all that
too. Yeah.
So anytime you're at a little event like this, I guess you'll probably be there. We'll look for you. It's really cool.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Yeah. I'm just working on getting out there and hitting the streets and handing 3D glasses to people.
Hit the ground running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Have a good day.
You too.
Hey, we're here with Jim and Cameron of Dreamy Life Records, hanging out all day, every day. You know, word.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Keep it fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to.
Yeah. Fresh to death.
Selling the vinyl.
Selling's vinyl. Selling local vinyl. A lot of local vinyl.
Sling wax and tape, magnetic tape.
I think we have a Mean Motorscrew album over there. Like, you ever heard of them? They're pretty cool.
Oh, you still have one of those?
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard this guy took over on bass.
Yeah.
He filled in on bass.
Took over.
Yeah. I heard it was a takeover.
Yeah, I heard they were like, you were kicking you out of the band, Joe.
Yeah, that would be very complicated.
Oh, yeah. No, they, honestly, they need Joe.
Two basses, though?
That'd be cool.
Dual bass, that'd be cool. That'd be cool.
I'll play up here, you play down there.
Back on, that's cool, but whenever I play in your range,
that's not cool.
Yeah. Y'all can do like the harmonies.
Yeah.
You know, the guitars do the harmony solos. Yeah. They can do like harmony bass solos.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
Like a live, or even live phasing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
So have y'all been up to anything? What part is going to be
so much?
Do something, aren't you?
Yeah, you're playing.
Oh, yeah, we're playing tonight. We're doing the after party for like the skateboard.
Oh, okay, yeah.
At the Hive. Which used to be where we kept all the ramps. Yeah, I don't know what it'll look like now, but I'm excited. Yeah,
the $5 keg party.
Yeah, exactly, like an old warehouse kind of feel. Which Brighton booked it, so go figure.
Right.
Yeah.
And what else war party got going on?
We have a new album coming out in like a couple months. Just a bunch of shows. Like, I think we just confirmed this thing. We're playing with like Reckless Eric at Lola's like in June. It'll be fun. And then Summerthon. And I don't know if I'm supposed to say who the headliner is for that on record yet, but it'll be cool.
Right on.
UGK. I'll say that.
UGK.
It's not that, but
yeah. Everything all good at the record store? Y'all got a big
event next weekend, I guess.
Record store day. Six bands. Free beer and food. It's like with Lizzie Boredom and the Party Stacks coming over from Dallas.
Yeah. We got Sub-Sahara.
Sub-Sahara. We got the Party of War.
Yes.
Party de la War.
I think Big Kevin's playing. Are they playing?
Yeah, Big Heaven's Plan.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's maybe their song, Jim Smells Like Weed.
I bet they will, man.
Yeah, they love that song, apparently.
You know what's fun is, like, when we were at South By a few weeks back, like, we all stayed at one of Jim's friends' house, and Joel Ray from the Fibs and Jesse slept in the kitchen on the floor together. And Jesse woke up the next day and was like, I'm going to write a song called Me and Joel Sleep in the Kitchen. And he did. Now he's played it like three different times at my Tuesday night thing. Uh-huh. And every time he plays it, Joel walks in. Like, just it's like it's a Pona song in Zelda. Yeah. It's
funny.
Weird. It's like, it's not a plan or anything. It just
it's
happens.
Summoning.
Yeah. That's awesome. It's like he hears it and he's like, I should go to mass.
Right, Rebecca just did a logo for Big Heaven.
Oh, really? Rebecca's awesome. Yeah. I love what you like the sticker and design that you did for us.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's so great.
I need to grab a sticker from you guys. I don't think I've got one yet.
Definitely.
I guess they're not. They're at the shop. I'll get you some.
We didn't think to bring some.
We'll be by sooner or later.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And also that Henderson's video.
It's awesome, right?
Is incredible. Dude, like it's so good.
It's legit.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite things I've seen in a while, for sure.
Check it out, all you people in podcast land.
I've seen some of the footage from the new Motor Scooter video, and it looks good.
Well, I want to see that. Yeah, there was a shot at the store.
They had to edit me out because I was bad.
Edited you in more.
They CGI'd you in?
We had a cut of the video where you were only in it like a little bit, but we recut it to where you're in there more.
That's cool.
That is cool.
The director's
You know what? That's
the
director's
He's been in Siberian tragedy. You're gonna like build your own We're making a new War Party video soon, and it's like, do you remember the end of Every Day I Bite the Hook with like Chris's like weird kind of like he like spins around. He's got all the girls and it gets like trippy and like Tyler gets eaten by a shark and stuff. So it's like basically an entire video. That's like a fever dream situation like that with like a lot of those characters from the older one returning. Okay. Like Jared, the guy who directed all those, wanted to do like this kind of universe thing with it. And it's going to be absurd. I don't know how it fits the tone of the new album, but it'll be fun either way.
It's exciting, I like y'all's old videos.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun making those. Doesn't feel like it was as long ago as it was.
It's been like 5-6 years now, right?
The first one, it's probably been like 5. Yeah.
It's crazy.
The last one, Every Day I Bet the Hook. Well, that wasn't the last one. Okay, I lied. It was the last one. It was like a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
You need more of those little ones like we all had
the promo videos.
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah, when Peter had more free time, we would make those. Yeah.
Those were fun.
They turned this free time.
Pizza box until laptop computer. That's awesome. Well, man, it's good talking to y'all.
Yeah, man.
I guess everybody's starting to pack up.
Yeah, it's about that time.
Word.
All right, we'll probably see you next week at Record Store Day.
Sounds good, man.
All right, Cameron.
Have a good night, man.
Bye, man. Take care, Zach.
You too, man.
See you, buddy.
See
you.
See ya.
Good to see you.
Funkytown podcast interviews.
See, I'm gonna get me a knife like this. I'm gonna carry it around like that too. I'm gonna start doing that.
Taylor Craig Mills. Taylor Craig Mills.
Yeah.
Yeah, Taylor Craig Mills. He plays bass.
Just called him a cocksucker.
Who did?
Taylor Craig Mills called. I can't remember that guy's name. Called him a cocksucker because he had 2 beers out of the Baptist barrier, which we all know is legal.
Yeah, it's legal, bitch. But there might be like a thing with bars, like taking them out.
Yeah, some bars don't like you to do that.
Well, yeah, I don't.
Howdy.
Cocksuck.
Mama, give me one of those knives. I'm going to start wearing it around like that. I think that's cool.
You should. Oh, dude, I searched my entire apartment. I can't find my knives.
Because I was like, I got 90 knives at home.
Yeah, I don't know. They must be, they're either buried in my closet or like beyond, like below the floorboards or gone.
I parked by the, are we on Fairmont?
No, we're on Lake.
Okay, it's like, I parked by the Fairmont Park.
Where's the Fairmont Park?
Isn't that cool?
You're by the park?
Mm-hmm.
Then you're not on Fairmont.
Uh-oh.
Am I not on Fairmont?
The park's like between 5th and 6th.
Park's back that way.
Really?
Park's to the left?
Yeah.
Oh. We're to the right.
Yeah, we can go this way.
Which way is Myrtle Street? Is that Myrtle Street up there?
Yeah,
it's Myrtle up there.
We'll probably have to split off at Myrtle.
Okay. I have to go left, you'll have to go right?
Yeah.
Why? We go straight.
Because we're that way.
Actually, we can go.
Well, yeah.
Is there nothing? Everybody's closing down.
Yeah, it stops at 4.
It closes at 4. We spent too much time eating and drinking.
Sorry, we were hungry.
It's all right. I didn't realize how hungry I was before. That was cool. Chilling, talking. I got a little sun on my face.
One of my favorite Fort Worth events.
Is anybody going to the Hive?
No, I'm probably going to take it easy tonight.
Why is that funny?
That was just good dead air.
No.
Just right about dead air.
$5 keg?
Or BYOB.
Or BYOB.
I think we still have to catch up on house chores.
Yeah, we got laundry to do from the trip.
I think I'm going to go home and barbecue.
Nice. We got a rare Sunday evening off.
Yeah, I feel like I deserve a nap.
Yeah, that's probably what I'll end up doing, actually. And then I'll get up. But I'm going to take a nap first, then I'm going to get up and I'll barbecue. And then when I get up, it'll be like 7:30. Like, well, it's going to be dark by the time I get here, so just order pizza. That's why I'm glad we do audio format and not video.
Yeah, right? You just hear a bunch of shaky, 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 shaky. You don't see the spill.
You just get to imagine it. It's like a radio.
So, all you people in podcast land, Jeff just did a triple backflip off of a ledge.
Oh, God. And then he did jazz hands on the landing.
I did do that.
Yeah.
Parked on that one.
Yeah, see, I parked right. Yeah, I did. I parked on 5th. I parked right on the other side of that yellow house.
We're going to the park, Zach.
Oh, okay.
Then y'all are going to the park?
We're going to check out the community garden.
You want to walk by the park on the way home?
Yeah, it's on the way.
So did y'all walk up here?
Yeah.
It's a bit of a walk, but...
So do y'all ever come down to this park?
No. We don't have kids.
I mean, no. Well, I don't know what you would do with kids here. This park isn't that great.
Let them run. It's a free range.
They don't really do anything. There's no swing sets. There's no merry-go-round. There's no sandbox.
There's picnic stairs. Tables.
You can't climb on those stairs. You're not supposed to climb on those. It'd probably be a good place to come have a picnic. It just this park always confused me.
Yeah.
Is it considered abuse to, like, shoot your kids with BB guns?
Yeah.
What if it's, yes, like, a game? What if it's, like, is run?
No. Does a kid have a BB gun and he's shooting,
yeah,
you back?
Like
no,
gun.
No. He, well, gets then an airsoft gun.
No.
No.
Because that...
You play sports ball.
And it didn't happen too much whenever y'all got there, but from 12 to 2, there was, like...
Oh, yeah.
Golf carts going up and down.
Oh, really?
Magnolia, and they had that big thing that you pedal and drink beer on.
Oh, yeah, it's like a pub.
That big giant thing was going up. I was like, man, they shouldn't be allowed to go up and down these streets while we're walking around. My four-year-old's trying to ride a bike, and he keeps jumping out in front of vehicles. It shouldn't, yeah, you know, it's like,
well,
I don't know.
I was wondering if the Psycho Pub counted for
it shouldn't.
Open street.
It's too big.
Yeah, and it's got a little tiny motor in there.
Oh, if it's got a motor, then it shouldn't be allowed at all, but I think it's too big.
She had a gas pedal and a brake pedal.
I guess if you only get two people on there, maybe it's...
Well, yeah, because, I mean, she can't bike the whole thing herself.
But yeah, but even the little golf carts, they have golf cart tours. You can rent a golf cart, and they'll take you up and down Magnolia. They had like a little sign and stuff. And I don't know if that's for the weekends or if it's, it was for today. But I was like, they shouldn't be having golf carts up here. They shouldn't be allowed.
You know.
My kid kept wanting to run in front of them.
Oh, like, no. Are they going into that house?
Is that an actual house?
That's a house, yeah.
So they don't sell groceries and meats in there?
No.
I've often wondered.
In fact, they only recently painted, like within the last few years, painted that sign on there.
Is it Airbnb? It is now?
I think so.
That's cool.
That is neat.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a house probably for dozens of years.
So do you think anybody in the neighborhood goes there and stays? Like, would it be weird if my wife went there for a night?
Well,
of course we'd have to pay. I'm just saying, usually you go out of town. You go to Granbury, you go to Weatherford, or you go somewhere to stay at an Airbnb. To get out of town, would it be weird to go, like, in your neighborhood to go to, like, an Airbnb?
That would be weird to me.
So weird.
But at the same time, I kind of want to see inside of it, so it would be worth it just for that.
Yeah,
and you can walk here.
Walk through the community garden?
Sure.
Okay, so now we're going to stroll through the community garden.
We tried to join the community garden when we first moved here, but they didn't have any open plots. And then by the time they did, we built our own garden bed.
Yeah, so I was going
to
ask how that.
Have to water other people's shit.
I was going to ask how that works. So if they have a space,
a lottery, and you have to pitch in. Like you have to do. There's like work days where they weed everybody's stuff.
Everybody has their own deal. They have to. But, like, if it's your work day, you have to do everything. Not everything, but you probably have a couple people here that has to do everything.
Yeah. Well,
water
like,
them and, like, pull weeds out and things like that.
It's
and for everybody. It's not just yours.
You tend your own, but then the community days, I think they do, like, the general stuff, you know, the mowing in between.
And if you're part of it, can you come down here and just pick whenever you want?
Not whatever you want. You can only your own plot.
What's the penalty?
Well, then what's the point of having a community garden?
For if your yard's too small,
you go to jail. That's the penalty.
Yeah,
yeah. I think it's 5 to 7 years.
What if you grow it in someone else's plot and say I didn't do that?
I don't know that.
These are hard hitting questions.
Growing grapes.
No, I wonder because I thought maybe if you planted, like let's say I plant tomatoes here, then anybody can have my tomatoes as well as me, and then I can have anybody else's beans or cucumbers or whatever they're growing.
No.
It's just for people who don't have a place to grow at their house, I guess?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. There is an apartment complex right here.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. No, I just did wonder. I thought maybe it was just like everybody chips in and
we'll be doing this job.
Everybody shares the fruits of the labor.
No, that would be a communal garden.
So you have a garden in your backyard now?
Oh, we have for a long time.
What do you grow?
Oh, currently nothing.
Did you have like raised beds like this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I built a couple of beds. We just tore them out for the garage thing, but we've grown tomatoes and peppers, and there's some asparagus that's still hanging on back there actually, and we had a pretty awesome crop of strawberries a couple of years ago. The birds kept eating. They sit there and watch it. As soon as it turns red, they swoop down and eat.
Yeah. No, we have a real nice peach tree in our backyard, but we can't grow peaches. The squirrels and birds get them as soon as they start to even come out. And we tried growing a couple years. We always just planted them in the ground. Mm-hmm. It didn't really work. I had some beans one year that did pretty good, but I showed Zoe that you can go outside and pick them and eat them.
Oh, yeah.
And she was always outside eating them. I never got any beans. Every time I go out there, they were...
Aw.
She's sitting there with green teeth. What?
There's worse things she could eat.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not mad, you know. I was like, oh, I never got any beans. That's what they're for. I thought it'd be fun just to go outside and I try to plant stuff that we can just pick off the plant and eat immediately, like cherry tomatoes, or we planted strawberries that didn't work for us, but things like that. And for some reason, I can't grow cucumbers.
Texas sun.
Cucumbers are easy, and I cannot grow cucumbers. All right. So what are y'all gonna do after this?
We got chores to do at home. I'm cleaning out. I'm organizing my closet and laundry and
Yeah.
I got chores too, man.
Is that what Lizzie's going to do with y'all? She's going to help you organize. You're going to help them organize their closet?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really good at organization. Yeah.
Or are you?
Invited. You want to come over?
For a closet reorganization.
Oh, you don't have to do work. You can sit there and watch while we work.
Well, I'm either going to go home and nap or barbecue. I kind of want to go to the Hive later, but I don't know.
But not if nobody's going to it.
Yeah. Well, there'll be people there.
There'll be people there. Just none of y'all will be there.
Oh, well, I think we're going to mosey home.
All right. How far are you from here?
Allen's right there. So.
Oh.
Another 4 blocks.
Word. Funktown Podcast on the road, street. Wait, Funktown Podcast.
Hats.
Over streets.
Adios. You gonna say bye or anything?
Bye.
I mean, like Funktown
Podcast. Goodbye.
Yeah, something like that. That's better.